So I'm going to paraphrase that. Let's start with the fact that you've got a site, correct? You have your own site, and your question is, does Youngevity have any issues with you posting onto your page and using the Youngevity logo or saying anything about Youngevity? Absolutely not. Henry, what would you like to say to that?
I'd say it's a great idea.
Yes.
I'd say if you're wondering, where do I start in this whole world of social media? Some of you came in here with different questions. Some of you are a little bit more advanced. Some of you are not quite as advanced on social media. One thing that you're going to notice, though, when you leave here, you're going to leave here with some of the things that you needed to know about how to get started on social media. So that's a great question, and a great answer would be to start writing down, where do I start in this process of social media? And one good place to start would be start with what we provide to you on our social media pages. You know, one of the reasons why is, what's easier, to try to figure it out yourself or to just go to the people who work on this stuff 24/7 and use the materials that they've come up with? See, a lot of us in everything that we do in life, we make things a lot harder than they really should be, right? You ever realize something that you were working on, like trying to open up like one of those cases that, you know, has like a product in it or whatever else, and you work super, super, super hard, and all of a sudden you realize that it was actually a really simple way to open it. It was like just like a little tear that all you had to, like a string or something, and open the thing right up. See, a lot of us in life and in our businesses, that's what we're doing. We're making things way too complicated. We want to like figure out, well, what's the greatest thing in the world to post, and how should I write it, and all this other kind of stuff. And you have all of us here and all the team, the dream team, doing all the stuff on the fan pages for you right now. So that's a great place to start. That's not the end piece. But if you're saying, well, where do I start in all of this? Let's start here first at the content that, you know, we've created and David's helped put together and Michelle's helped to put together.
Absolutely. Yes. Can you stand up just so I can hear you a little bit better?
By the way.
Her question, I just need to hear her better.
She has an amazing thing that she's going to share with you, by the way. So just get ready to applause and congratulate her. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, not to put any pressure on you, but she's really amazing, and you're going to find out why here.
So you're on Twitter.
Yes, I'm on Twitter. And then
you signed her up.
Yes.
She signed her up from just putting onto Twitter, hashtag dead doctors don't lie, hashtag Dr. Wallach. And we'll talk about Twitter a little bit more as we get into this, but I heard your story. So you were able to get a prospect just from your hashtags.
So if by the way, you don't understand exactly what she just said.
We're going to get into what she did, so we will explain what she did.
You will understand, but here's what I would do. If you're a person right now that didn't understand what she said, I would go find her after this, and I would ask her how she did it and what she did.
Does everyone understand the power of a hashtag?
No.
Very good. We'll come back to that. We will definitely come back to that. And I did that on my last one. We drew the tic-tac-toe sign. Does everyone know what a hashtag is? The tic-tac-toe sign? That's a hashtag.
Can I follow up on the first question? When you're using the logo, just make it clear that you're an associate or distributor, that you're not making your site or your graphics look like I'm corporate Youngevity.
Oh, I'm sorry. That all goes to the URL. So we have a team, Mike Casperson. We have a legal team. It's run by Mike Casperson. And so when it comes to your URLs, you can't have Youngevity in your URL. And that really, I think we've gotten everybody, because we became a public company. So this became a huge issue as a public company. We have to own Youngevity in regards to all the URLs. So, but she can go ahead and put Youngevity into her actual post.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes, I'm just saying with like websites, you can't make it look like I'm corporate Youngevity.
Correct, and many of them do that with their URLs.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. You always have to express that you're a distributor. You know what? So I see a whole bunch of hands going up, so I'm just going to start with this side, and I'm going to go to this side. Go ahead. All right, everybody. So does everybody have their pen and paper out? Because I'm actually going to answer that question. Her question is, I'm very confused about the corporate page, the fan page, the private group page. And then all of you out there in my lovely social media world who've started all your own group pages. So here's how it goes. There is only one Youngevity official fan page. Fan page. The URL is very simple. It is facebook.com/Youngevity. It's nothing else. Everybody tries to call me with, is it all these other things? It's not. facebook.com/Youngevity. It is the only one that corporate runs.
It comes up as the official.
comes up as the Youngevity fan page, we have an issue.
Customers and distributors?
Everybody, the whole world can see this. So we are worldwide. We have international offices. Anyone in the world can come to this page. And we have gotten a lot of prospects from around the world, from Canada, from Australia, from New Zealand, who all come and visit that fan page every single day.
So if you're hearing this website for the first time, our fan page, and you're wondering, how does that benefit me? Here's how it would benefit you. You want to write down that it is a place of fun. Okay, so Michelle's going to tell you that there's another private page that you can go to for like the specific questions about medical stuff or, you know, specific cases with customers of different things that they've shared with you, that sort of stuff. This page, though, is a great tool that you can find content. You know, you were asking about content. If you'd like to find really great stuff like the health benefits of drinking lemon water, the health benefits of such and such, we've put together graphics for you on there. We've put together all sorts of really interesting stuff. In a way, it's like everybody's familiar with in the back office, like you have your team resource center and you have PDFs and brochures. In a way, this is for you what that is for Facebook. Does that make sense? And if you aren't using it, you're missing out, because what we're able to do is put a lot of good stuff on there for you, upload it on there every day, 3 or 4 posts a day, and you can start to share those to your page. We'll get into that in a minute, but just so that's clear, the fan page is a great resource for you.
The fan page speaks to the world, meaning our purpose in running that fan page is to talk to both Youngevity distributors as well as people wondering what Youngevity is. So therefore, we are not there to push products. We're there to push the message and community of the greatness that Youngevity has to offer. It is not about pushing 1,000 products down the throats of everybody out there. One, we don't think they'd actually come to our page. They wouldn't. Yes?
So if I'm a distributor, how do I use the fan page?